USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Independent truckers shut down the Port of Oakland last week as protests against labor laws signed by California Governor Gavin Newsom. Truckers have been blocking access to the Port of Oakland with a protest against Assembly Bill 5 or AB 5. Gladys Hernandez gives her reason for protesting to CBS News.
I'm here to support my family because we have bills to pay.
After closed-door trials, Myanmar's military junta announced Monday it has executed four democracy activists accused of helping to carry out terrorist acts. Aquaman actor Jason Momoa collided head-on with a motorcyclist on a winding Los Angeles area road on Sunday. The police report said the collision occurred when the motorcyclist crossed over the center divider and hit Momoa's Oldsmobile. The biker suffered minor injuries. 42-year-old Momoa was not injured. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The Fort Bend County Sheriff's Office has announced a Texas man is facing felony charges after seven dogs that he owned mauled a 71-year-old man to death in an unprovoked attack. 47-year-old Samuel Cartwright has been charged with attack by dog resulting in death. The dogs allegedly attacked and killed Freddie Garcia during a store run in Fresno, Texas on July 18th. All seven dogs were captured. A fire in the mountains in Central California is delivering havoc to small mountain communities.
A fast-moving brush fire near Yosemite National Park exploded in size Saturday into one of California's largest wildfires of the year, prompting evacuation orders for thousands of people and shutting out power to more than 2,000 homes and businesses. The Oak Fire started Friday afternoon southwest of the park near the town of Mid Pines in Mariposa County, and by Saturday had grown to nearly 19,000 square miles. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Republican Representative Lee Zeldin speaking with Newsmax 3 days after being attacked while speaking at a campaign stop near Rochester, New York, insisted that the ballot box is the best place to settle scores.
The whole incident, the entire attack, was something that strikes to the core of any a freedom-loving American who wants to see, you know, scores that people might have against others settled at a ballot box. Political violence has no place during any of this electoral process. I encourage people to get involved, to vote, to be informed. But what we also have to do is make sure that people aren't taking matters into their own hands.
China threatens the Biden administration with war if Speaker Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan on a scheduled trip. Dean Jenk, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation on News Nation, points out the U.S. military is setting policy under the Biden administration.
Harry Truman said the buck stops here. Joe Biden seems to believe the buck stops anywhere but here. So he comes out and he basically doesn't say, I don't want Nancy Pelosi to go. And he doesn't say, I'd like Nancy Pelosi to go. And he says, no, the military is uncomfortable with this, as though that will decide that General Milley or somebody else in the military is the one who should decide whether Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, should go to Taiwan.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.